So we're talking about the analogy of heavenly seats and earthly seats. And what came up for me was something that was mentioned to me last week, talking about different work projects and things I'm, you know, keeping myself busy with. And the fact that one of the projects didn't really go anywhere, or like not visibly. And then it was mentioned to me, you know, it's okay. Not all seeds grow. Okay, because I tend to really take it like personal and almost feel like, oh, if that doesn't work or if that doesn't grow into anything, like it really nags on you. It's like it does something to you. And to be able to accept that not everything grows was such a load on my shoulder and go, oh, it's okay. So when we're talking about seeds, I'm thinking there's a lot of actual physical seeds, like, you know, the seeds that you have in the gardens that make plants grow or trees. Seeds that are being, you know, fed to animals, also like human seeds that bring forth humans, you know. Not all seeds bring forth a human. In fact, like many millions don't. And I think when I think about seeds on a daily life, like there's so many seeds we plant everywhere, like things we say, things we do, ideas we write down. And every now and then one will grow into this beautiful flower, or like ginormous tree that just keeps growing. And other ones just stay on the ground. Some like stay under, like in the ground, you will never see them. What came up for me like half an hour ago when we were talking about it is Bob and Jerry were talking about creating a space for seeds to grow, and creating a that climate in between like human interactions, and creating an atmosphere. And then I thought about a personal situation I have within my family at the moment, where there's a bit of conflict here and there, and when I listen to it, like I'm not involved in any of it, but I just listen to it, all I hear is people wanting things. I want this, I want this, I want this. And it's creating so much conflict, and it's stopping like anything to grow. And I hear the word receive a lot, and I also heard it again tonight. I go, what if you just recognize and think about it? When you get into a situation where there is some conflict or the atmosphere doesn't feel right, just letting everything go of like wanting something. I want that person to react like that, or I really want this thing, or I want that thing. As far as I'm experiencing, all the conflict like around me is based on that, people wanting things. Having that experience of, you know, I'm here tonight, I'm just receiving, bring it on, I don't need anything. You know, I want to walk out of this room a little bit better, or I want to have learned something. I think that's okay, but just really have that mindset of I'm here to receive. And any heavenly seeds, like, coming in somehow, they can turn into earthly seeds. Like, if you feel resonant with it, oh yes, I didn't see that coming. And for me, that's what the heavenly seeds are about. It's not necessarily think, oh, I want this, I want this, and just completely open-minded and let those heavenly seeds like just drizzle down, and they might grow into something, they might not, you know, but it's okay. It's okay if something doesn't grow, and if something grows, can't stop it. Like, once it's going, it's going. And you know, I look at my life, there's a few seeds that really outgrown themselves massively, and there's hundreds more, thousands more that haven't grown into anything. And I know a few years ago I was considering some seeds as like, yeah, those are the ones, and now I'm looking back at it and I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, no way. Just the time wasn't right, location wasn't right, I couldn't see it at the time. I kept trying, and then after a while you just go, okay, well, it's not meant to be, you know, something else will grow. So that's Yeah, that's what came up for me tonight. So, thank you.